Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, what a great day it is, Hans.
Hey, I want to ask you, Heinz, what if Charlie was running the tank?
Oh, it would be a disaster.
Good night.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night.
You, Mikey, you were in your 20s, then living life hard.
What the hell, were you there? Is that what happened? My God.
I had to Roxbury every night for this
guy. That's an out-of-the-box people guy.
However,
Bezos isn't that. He wants to take his HGH and fornicate on a boat. I mean, that's what he wants to do.
Bezos is two doses away from being a lineman, so he could actually own and play. Owner/player Jeffrey Bezos.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I don't want to...
What?
I don't want to start the show with medical news, but just... it's always good when you can start a show with... And I don't want any questions or any more details. It's benign.
No. We're at that age.
Yeah. When you're in your early 60s, that's the way that goes. You know,
it's like every week with my mom and dad.
That's it. Welcome
will
to
they
the
send
Mike
the
O'Mara
sample
show.
Back or do they keep it?
I put it in cereal. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Fort Knox, Kentucky, Carmel, California, Whippany, New Jersey, Bucharest, Romania, Wausau, Wisconsin, and Manama, Bahrain.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Hi, I'm Mike. That's Rob. That's
Hello.
Oscar.
Hello.
And we're here. Thank you for covering for me yesterday. I truly appreciate that. In the running around like a chicken with my head cut off that I have done in the last 2 days, I will tell you that I missed something very significant. And I would like to congratulate the ownership of my football team, the New York Giants, for the clean sweep. The fact that they got rid of the coach and the general manager. I think the fan base, myself being one of the fans, was very grateful for that. You just wanted your... Look, fans want... There are two things with fans. They like revenge. If their team loses, they throw a tantrum and they want punishment. The other thing they like is hope springs eternal.
Yes.
Well, if you have the suck of suck seasons, you don't want to bring a guy back that represents that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring in totally new blood so that the fans can... Of all things, football is a speculative endeavor for a lot of people. There's more analysis. There's more draft hype.
Gambling.
There's more what could be gambling.
Sure.
There's more what could be than any other sport that we follow. So when you bring in a new GM and a new head coach, then it's just speculative. And it's interesting. It keeps us interested all year.
We actually mentioned it yesterday. We only missed the blowout by like an hour after the show, after we closed the show on Tuesday.
I missed it totally because
big fan over here.
Thank you.
You get your Giants alerts on your phone. You got a mobile phone.
I usually do.
Rob Ford, I was like, well...
Mike will be happy.
I said, fate strikes Mike again. He was just bitching about it on the show, and then boom, here you go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm talking about it.
Do you know that if they held Coach Freddie Kitchens?
We have a Freddie. Do you want to rewrite that Kitchens promo where maybe he's lobbying for the job?
We can put it on. We can put a line in there.
Because he's
going to
be gone, too.
I know.
Freddie Kitchens!
How y'all doing?
Or Spagnola.
Yeah, Rob just loves the name Freddie Kitchens.
Well, there was a lingering camera shot of a man who, his celebrity he most resembled is a townhouse. And
yes, he's
just said,
rather thick individual.
Coach Freddie Kitchens.
Well, do you think you're better off or worse off than the Washington football team?
Better off. Worse off. Worse off. At this particular juncture, I believe that Ron Rivera is a solid, proven NFL winner. And I think he can make some tweaks that will be helpful. He is saddled with the worst owner in football, Dan Snyder. So that's difficult. But, I mean, I really think that, all these owners are clueless. really. And it's just a question of getting the right chemistry.
Who would you rather see in the box? Jeff Bezos or Dan Snyder? Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend.
First of all, you are in love with Jeff Bezos. You are in love with Bezos.
No, no, I'm in love with the idea of a man that could buy and sell most owners in the NFL and is probably willing to be a winner at any level.
Right. He's not going to go to a halfway.
And he would invest like Jerry Jones does.
I think I can speak to that comment by mentioning the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Who years and years ago finally got the mega money man. And they not, because this speaks not only to the team, but the fan experience where they come in and they upgrade and they build different stuff and they do things to prove to their fans how great they are. If Bezos, I don't know if Bezos is that kind of guy. You know why I don't know if Bezos is that kind of guy? Because, you know, we have modern day sweatshops in America and they're called Amazon distribution centers.
True.
And
better than digging ditches?
I still think that they, you know, I've heard horror stories. You've read the articles about Amazon and how nuts it is. I just don't know if he cares about we the common peep.
Well, I think you got to look at both sides of the coin, Mike.
You know who cares more about us, I think? You ready? This is going to be a wild card for you. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is a people person. Elon Musk is a people person, all right? Anybody who programs something into his car where it plays a Christmas carol with the windows going up and down and the doors and the lights flashing, that's a people guy. That's an out-of-the-box people guy.
However,
Bezos isn't that. He wants to take his HGH and, you know, and say, he's go about fornicate on a boat. I mean, that's
Bezos
what he wants
to do.
Bezos
is two doses away from being a lineman. So he could actually own and play.
I know. I hate it.
Owner/player Jeffrey Bezos.
There you go. That's wonderful. Sometimes when you talk sports, you just stop me in my tracks, and I have nothing else to add.
Well, there's owner operators. Just like, you know, sure, version of that.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. It's an interesting time,
I could play on the team.
I'm simply saying to my team,
I'm not just an owner. I'm a player.
Salute to my team. My team. Joe Judge, nice 2-year run. Good luck. Good luck. Thank you.
For disciple, the Giants, 2022.
Disciple of Bill Belichick. I'm so sick of hearing disciple like he's Jesus.
Have you ever put together, and I don't know if you guys think they're hack or not, but no, I happen to like them, Impractical Jokers.
I hate that show.
You've probably seen it, Mike, because they're on all the time.
It's always on. Murph is the lead Impractical Joker.
You're jealous. You know,
I don't watch the show. Never have.
One of the guys looks like the former coach of the New York Giants. Like, he looks Jersey.
Joe Judge?
He looks Jersey.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm very, very pleased for the offseason to see all the changes. And I've been there before, and it's fun to be a fan. It's fun to be a fan.
Giants,
and to all the teams that are in there.
2022 starts now. I mean, a fresh start.
I hate when you get enthusiastic.
When you talk about sports, it's so totally obvious that you're faking it. It really is. Like, you don't know what you're talking about, but that's it.
I can't wait to feel boobs. I feel like just like sandbags.
If you were talking about now, Rob's got a nostalgia corner today.
Yes. There was a big talk before the show. It was uncomfortable.
And, well, it was a little uncomfortable because it's really old. But he's talking about a silent movie star.
Well, the movie itself, though, is 1950.
It's not a silent.
Actually links old and modern Hollywood. It's sort of a turnstile movie for that factor. Now, I won't do it if you don't want to do it.
No, you wrote it. You got
to
do it.
Well, no, I mean, you wrote it. And he doesn't. And he's like me that way. He doesn't care. If it happens, it happens. But the fact is that I have to think in terms of, we are not slaves to Arbitron and all that.
Right.
We look at rolling averages, and I don't know how they've hung around, but our listeners have managed to hang around.
Right.
And if most of them, if they start dying, that'll be a little drag for us. But so far, that's really what we pay attention to. So we're not slave of the immediate.
Right.
I'm slave to my ass sitting in this chair to listen to a 15-minute nostalgia corner about a movie that nobody's ever seen.
Yeah,
that's what I'm concerned about.
Also, one of the reasons we established Nostalgia Corner was to get people that have never seen great movies of the past to see them.
Right.
And you sell them a little bit on it. Now,
I'm going to defer to Oscar on that.
Well, then I'll just rip it up.
I know Sunset Sunset Strip. I know the Sunset Strip.
Okay, well, that's part of Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
But isn't Sunset Boulevard and Sunset Strip, it's the same highway. It's
I believe it is. But this is not a, it's not a geography lesson. It's about
Is it about hookers?
There are no hookers in the movie, although the
nothing in the movie.
What about
just
all
a big
you
house?
Can drink restaurants, like mimosas?
A what?
Mimosa restaurant.
No, no. What it is, it's about a guy who
Highline Hotels?
What are you even talking about?
That's the Sunset Strip I know.
You're not helping anything, ever.
Where's the funny in it?
The funny in it is the fact that the
There's no funny in it. Come on. Tell me the truth.
No,
here.
there is. It's a dark comedy. It's really creepy. And it's actually
dark because it's the type of humor, or dark because it's black and
white?
Don't,
all right, can I give you an assignment?
Yeah.
Why don't you do, for me,
uh-huh,
as an assignment, a nostalgia corner, and right now, your mobbers are going to be yelling at the radio right now. They're going to be yelling at their devices.
Why?
When they hear me say this. Why don't you do a nostalgia corner about Caddyshack?
Mm, yes.
Or Animal House.
Something that has
sure.
mass appeal.
Or, yeah. or something yes. about Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something.
Do
why do you have to go back to the Marx Brothers and Gloria Swanson and people that are not only worm, they're long since been worm food. It's all dust now. Their skeletons
well,
are
dust. Well, the beautiful
now.
Thing about the Nostalgia Corner is that there are no limits. And my
no,
interest.
We're setting limits on it.
Okay, Oscar, shut the f up.
Yes. Mm. Passion.
Jesus.
That's right, though. Tell we're giving you parameters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the thing about it is
don't
that
color
who
outside
likes,
the lines.
Who gives you positive feedback on Nostalgia Corner?
Yeah.
When you do one like the Marx Brothers or because I read them. I read there's some nice comments online.
I don't have any
you don't
that, like,
read your press?
No, I don't
pay attention. I don't pay attention to the comments.
Jack.
I don't pay attention to movie magazines because they're all junk.
Nothing jumps out really, but I'll say this. My interests are varied. Incredibly. I mean, I like modern stuff. I do. But I do also like older stuff. So I can do newer stuff too, and it's just as entertaining
yeah, but,
for me. Don't talk.
Newer stuff.
Don't. No, no. This is between me and Mike right now, and you are like
I'm
nails on,
the
on a
show
chalkboard.
Too?
Okay, go ahead. This right? is going to be good. It'll be worth it. Go ahead.
What is nostalgia to you? Like, what are we talking about? 70 years? 100 years? What
nostalgia is me thinking back to the great times before I knew you.
Good. I'm down for that. That's what, 2004?
No, I would say nostalgia.
Let's bring those
is,
back.
No, I would say nostalgia it would be defined by me as bringing back something that doesn't exist anymore in a fond
How long
memory.
Will your nostalgia corner
Today's
last?
Probably 8 or 9, 10 minutes. 10 minutes tops.
Let's do it right now.
Right now?
Let's do it right now.
All right,
yes,
can you make
go
it 5?
It. I can if you want.
No, no, this is fine. This is the, I'm ready for it. 98%
on Rotten Tomatoes.
After
it's
giving
one of the greatest
him,
movies ever made.
After, and I've seen the movie, and it is a good movie. After giving him that hard time, ladies and gentlemen, I now present Rob Spiewak's, and I'll give you one Sunset Boulevard for one relatively modern history comedy.
All right. You know what? I've got, you. I know what I'll do. I will do next week, I will do The Blues Brothers, because it's one of
no,
our favorite movies.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No. No. Because The Blues Brothers is not that good a movie.
Hack.
It was a trendy movie. I'm talking about great classic comedies. All right.
All right.
Something About Mary, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Caddyshack
Animal
it is.
House.
I think Caddyshack.
Arthur.
Has got, Caddyshack has probably got the best backstory.
The Replacements.
Right. So, oh, the one with
good.
Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman.
Very good. Blues Brothers. Right. Immediately right. goes with his narrow little world.
One of the greatest
that
musicals
makes me
ever
mad.
Made.
It was not. The Blues Brothers.
The music in the Blues Brothers. Are you
oh,
kidding?
Oh, come on. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, all right. But
wow.
anywho.
This is going to land well, I feel.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready for
First,
Sunset
the thing you
Boulevard.
Need to know about before we talk about Sunset Boulevard, which came out in 1950, it's an example of a genre called film noir. Film noir sort of was birthed in the early 40s, and it had certain characteristics. The easiest way to think about it is a hard-boiled, like, detective movie. Like a multi-second.
Very lit with lots of shadows.
Exactly, exactly.
And things like
and
that.
And the
I got
theme,
it.
The thematics of film noir are predestination. Like persons in the movie, you already know at the beginning.
Is this music
to,
from
this
Sunset
is,
Boulevard?
This is the overture from Sunset Boulevard. Yeah.
Okay. Like Avengers, you already know the characters in the Avengers.
In a way,
yes.
Yeah. You understand that there's always a femme fatale, some evil woman that is going to have to do with the undoing of the man. There's also a lot of mirrors and reflections showing the dual sides of man. And that's not only done with mirrors,
like
but
in
with
Two-Face and Batman.
Like with water. Do you never notice in an old movie, the streets are always wet? Like at night?
Yeah, they made that makes the streets look better on the camera, right?
Well, what it does is also shows reflections of light, which is another theme of film noir, and also just plain evil people. Now, when the movie Sunset Boulevard starts, it's not a spoiler alert. The lead character is floating dead in a swimming pool. So okay. You already know at the beginning of the movie that he's going to meet a bad ending.
Like,
right?
Phil Hartman, sadly enough.
Well, a little bit. More yes. Like Mrs. Shatner.
Gotcha.
I don't know that Phil Hartman had a pool involved. But anyhow, he starts with the voiceover. So he narrates the movie
about his
own death. And he tells a story about he's a failed screenwriter who has to try to keep his car because they're going to repossess his car. So he is actually out trying to sell a script. The repossession men, the repo guys, see him and chase him. So he pulls off the road on Sunset Boulevard into what he thinks is an abandoned house.
Ooh.
And he hides the car. And that way he'll get to keep it, right?
Unrealistic already, because that's pricey property. Why would there be an abandoned house on that boulevard?
Well, the house looks abandoned. And this is also, remember, 1950. Hollywood was sort of going through a transition.
Got it.
You see?
I get it.
And so he pulls in there and he is immediately mistaken as an undertaker. Because this crazy old lady wants to bury a chimp. She's got a dead monkey. Oh. And she brings him
monkey.
And this is, you see, and there are elements of dark comedy here because it's funny, you know, she's talking about the funeral for the monkey and the color that she wants for the coffin and all of this stuff. So he comes in and he finally reveals to her, he says, "I'm not an undertaker, I'm a screenwriter." And then he recognizes the crazy lady.
"Wait a minute, haven't I seen you before? I know your face."
"Get out, or shall I call my servant?"
"You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures. Used to be big."
"I am big. It's the pictures that got small."
"Uh-huh. I knew there was something wrong."
"They're dead. They're finished. There was a time in this business when they had the eyes of the whole wide world. But that wasn't good enough for them. Oh, no. They had to have the ears of the world, too. So they opened their big mouths, and out came talk. Talk, talk."
"That's where the popcorn business comes in. You buy yourself a bag and plug up your ears."
The thing about it is the overacting that you hear there actually works in this motion picture because she's nuts. And the whole movie is her unraveling and thinking she's going to make her big Hollywood comeback. She hires him to work on a script that she's working on.
Is she mad that she used to be a silent film star and now that there's...
talkies.
Audio?
Yeah. That's what makes her mad.
That's so weird.
And so another neat thing, this is a movie of Hollywood looking at itself. It's one of the first movies to actually do...
Was she a mute and she couldn't talk?
No, she could talk, but there was a time about 1927 when a lot of Hollywood stars just sort of went away because they couldn't act and talk. They weren't, that's not how they were trained.
What about going from black and white to color? Did that affect Hollywood that way?
Not as much, but this movie was purposely shot in black and white, although Paramount wanted to do it in color to make it a bigger movie.
What about 1080 to 4K?
I don't know that that affected Hollywood as much
someone's pockmarks.
As television, right?
Yeah,
it's more of a television thing. So this is Hollywood looking at itself. There are people in here that actually play themselves that are Hollywood greats. Hedda Hopper, the most important advice column.
Hopper,
the most important gossip columnist of the time. Even Cecil B. DeMille plays himself in this movie. So she goes on and on. And what happens is she hires William Holden. And Mike, you'll remember William Holden from Network. He's great in that movie as well, but he's young in this movie, and he also, people might remember.
He was also in the Bridge on the River Kwai.
And Stalag 17, and he had a great role on I Love Lucy playing himself. He's a very funny guy, and he's good in this movie. She hires him to be like a script doctor.
And he's a young buck at this point.
Oh, definitely a leading man type. But he doesn't
like Ryan Reynolds leading.
Real noted alcoholic and heavy smoker. Too.
Oh, and also there was a Hollywood motto back then was call Bill Holden for hookers. He was also quite a.
Oh, really? He knew how to do that.
Yeah, he was quite the Lothario. But she was seduced.
What's a Lothario? What's the dictionary definition?
I think it's a type of watch.
No, it's a lover, sort of a guy who could get things done.
Oh, like Pete Davidson.
Well, I mean, but then, why would you a lover and getting guys not a guy that would go out and get hookers?
Well, he was connected in that way. I think he was noted as a. Perhaps Lothario was misused. I withdraw.
Well, I'll look it up. Go ahead. All right, please. Keep going.
So there was a lot of action between the two of them as he's rewriting the script. He's really using her for money. He's getting paid to rewrite her script, but she's falling in love with him. Oh. And there's like date nights, and it's very creepy and very, it makes you very uneasy. And every night they actually watch a movie, a silent movie, in her living room, which is another chance to hear her do this great overacting.
Still wonderful, isn't it? And no dialogue. We didn't need dialogue. We had faces. There just aren't any faces like that anymore. Maybe one, Garbo. Those idiots.
She's talking about herself.
Yes.
Those imbeciles. Haven't they got any eyes? Have they forgotten what a star looks like? I'll show them. I'll be up there again, so help me.
Now, as you know, the dating doesn't go
Lothario
well.
Lothario is a man who behaves selfishly and irresponsibly in his sexual relationships with women.
Mm.
So I guess it could be part
of
it.
Yeah, it could be used. Yeah. Absolutely.
Also known as a smith.
So I like to think of this as the ultimate Hollywood film because it celebrates Hollywood while simultaneously showing how it destroys itself because of her vanity and all of this stuff. It hung around. It was nominated for 11 Academy Awards. It ended up winning 4. It is very highly rated. The Library of Congress has preserved it. The thing about it is that it has remained sort of in the national consciousness as recently, and let me get the date right, in 1993, they did a Broadway adaptation of it in London with Glenn Close playing Norma Desmond, and it ran for 190.
Perfect casting for the modern Nora Desmond.
I think it ran for like 193 performances. It was a hit. Yeah. And it's a great, great film. It leaves you feeling unsettled. It leaves you feeling uneasy. If you're a person who loves classic movies, it has a modern feeling while showing old Hollywood. And Oscar, you actually toured Paramount Studios, right?
Yes.
Great behind-the-scenes stuff at Paramount where you see the gate and the motion picture studios. And as I said, Cecil B. DeMille, one of the great directors of all time, who did the Ten Commandments, plays himself. But the ending of the movie is killer. And it is
this
creepy.
Is Sunset Boulevard, yeah, that Rob is talking about.
So
you got to go back to that occasionally and say, we're talking about Sunset Boulevard. Okay. You're assuming everybody knows what you know, but they don't.
Okay.
So got to remind people, here's a movie you need to watch. And I can back Rob up on this. This is an entertaining film. It's an entertaining black and white movie.
1950 is when it was made. And this last
9 years before I was born. I'm 62.
This is like the modern, this is an earlier version of Boogie Nights when they went from film to videotape.
You know, actually, that is the first valid thing you've said during the entire conversation.
No, it's not. You're lying.
But the ending where, and you already know that Joe Gillis is dead. I'll spare you how she died.
Who's Joe Gillis?
The guy, the lead character that was in the pool. Remember, the movie opens with
that part I don't remember. Okay. I just remember that it's William
like,
Holden.
It's like CSI. You see the crime before, and then they show
it's
us
William
how
Holden and
Gloria Swanson. So
William Holden.
William Holden is the one who's found dead in the pool in the first scene of the movie.
Is CSI film noir?
There are aspects of it you could say, but not really.
Okay. Is Gloria Swanson older than Greta Garbo?
Yes, but she's not that old in this movie. I think she was only like 50 in this movie, which is weird.
I get, is this normal? I get Gloria Swanson and Greta Garbo confused.
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. 100%. Right, that's good. Very common. Right. So at the end.
What about Hunts and Heinz ketchup?
The only way to get.
See, I mean, well,
that's actually was what Rob and I, a lot of people don't realize, Rob and I just took a really brief respite. It's actually right after the layoff. And Rob and I went over to Munich where we had a wonderful show. We were known as a comedy team of Hunts and Heinz.
And it was great. All the music and beer
we
halls.
Did all the stuff we normally did, you know. We did but we did it with those accents too, you know. Well, what a great day it is, Hans.
Hey, I want to ask you, Heinz, what if Charlie was running the tank?
Oh, it would be a disaster.
Good night.
It would be a total disaster, Hans.
Good night.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night.
So the final scene, the lead character, Norma Desmond, is played by Gloria Swanson, has totally lost her mind. The only way to get her to leave her house is
she's a little scary.
Oh, there's more than
horror,
a little. Oh, my.
There's a horror element to this old, like 1920s mansion she lives in, and it's dark, and it's shadowy,
and it's
scary.
A famous film writer named Richard Corliss, who described Sunset Boulevard as the ultimate Hollywood horror film.
Yes.
Because it really is. There are horrific things. So the only way they can get her to leave the house, and the press corps is there because there's been a horrible murder.
To tell to tell her that something special is happening for her, right?
That she's going to shoot her last close-up. They have to let her think she's making a movie.
Mr. DeMille, do you mind if I say a few words? Thank you. I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio making a picture again. You don't know how much I've missed all of you. And I promise you I'll never desert you again. Because after Salome, we'll make another picture and another picture. You see, this is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
And that creepiness is how Sunset Boulevard ends.
Who killed the person in the pool?
Well, you know what? I won't even say spoiler alert because the movie is 71 years old. Gloria Swanson shot him.
Shot him to death.
Yeah, because it was Gloria Swanson shot William Holden because he spurned her advances. There's another romantic subplot that she finds out about that I left out in the interest of time.
Oh, she murders William Holden.
And that's she right. shoots
that's,
him.
Now I get it with that. One criticism with the film, and of course it's all the films of that era.
Yeah.
Overbearing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Not soundtrack, score.
Yeah, Franz Waxman.
Bearing,
yeah,
not necessary with a.
Although I will say this, there is one effective device they use soundtrack wise is the house you talked about, the creepy house, is almost a character in the movie because it is so big and so large and such a part of the story. There's a pipe organ. And when the wind blows, they set this up early on, when the wind blows, the pipe organ makes eerie sounds. Mm-hmm. So they have actual eerie sounds that are lightly in the background made by the organ that are actually built into.
We have a clip.
Like,
I have that pipe organ. Good, yeah. Let me play a clip of it. I'm sorry.
Miss Swanson.
Miss Swanson, what a great sound. What do you have to say to that, William Holden?
Oh, good for you.
Okay.
So I think we brought that in under 10.
I look, and like it always is, I always give you a hard time about it. Then I get a little sucked in. Mm-hmm. Your brother doesn't. He doesn't know what we're talking about.
He was especially helpful today, though.
Right. I understand.
Did you ever feel like you were watching a TV and you had the primary audio and the secondary audio on at the same time? That's kind of how that felt.
Yeah. And now I routinely watch everything I watch, which is disturbing me a little bit, with subtitles.
Julia
does
that.
Which is really starting to freak me. Yeah, I mean, I why? Because
why do you do it?
Because modern Hollywood is the land of mumbles.
Uh-huh.
It's the land of mumbles. The younger the actor, the more they mumble. That's the way it goes.
I actually disagree. Because Rob is right. The technology that we currently have, even if you have a sound bar, if you don't tune your sound bar correctly, you're going to get a lot of imperceptible speech. When I was in Los Angeles, they have that whole setup, and the kids watch TV with the subtitles on, because the televisions that are now built, unless you have one of those $5,000 Sony XBRs, whatever they're called,
right,
where the speakers are behind the screen and they're coming out at you,
sure,
the speakers are shooting down. Towards the wall.
Mine do.
Same. I have the speakers
shooting down, and it is nuts.
When we were younger, think about the TVs we had. Even the
speaker
square
was up front.
Sometimes a panel, side of the TVs were set.
And you would go over to change it, and you'd change the channel, and your father would say, "Not so fast, you'll strip it."
Yeah.
This house came with a phenomenal sound set. However, I have on my little remote for it the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do drama, sports,
cinema.
But they're four or five, and then
porn.
You have concert hall.
A lot of low end.
You know. Oh, by the way, I got in trouble yesterday because I flipped on Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where Billy Bob is taking a trip. Let me see how do I phrase this. It's after their first initial, which that's loud, and I understand that.
Yeah.
It's when Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry. Billy is introducing Halle to the ways of cunning magic.
I understand. Mm.
And she's reacting very loudly to this.
Isn't it funny how a really well-recognized piece of art, something that was embraced by critics and public alone,
right,
that when you can turn on to one moment and it ruins it for you?
Make me feel good.
What was it?
Maybe you could you chop up the that scene and just the Halle Berry parts where she says make me
feel. This you could for probably the show put, or just for your own personal use.
For the show. I'd love one or two of those. I think okay. It would be fun.
What happened?
I got yelled at because I believe the comment from Carla was, "We have a child in the house."
Was it and like full surround sound in your?
Yes. Room?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm deaf. Yeah. And I have it. It's blaring out. So
did you have like, subtitles that said "Make me what? Feel I mean, good"?
Yeah. It wasn't that scene. It was after that. There are two pretty heavy duty sex scenes with Halle Berry. Yeah. Which is a very weird movie, very dark.
Well, it's weird again. Movie. Like the time, what was that series that was so hot about
why,
6 months ago?
Why
about
are you looking over your shoulder?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, there was
all right.
The movie it was a TV. A
lot of activity.
A gotcha. Streaming series about 6 months ago where the guy actually defecated in the suitcase at the hotel. What was that show called?
White Lotus. And, the White Lotus.
And
yeah.
That was the one scene. Carrie had been streaming it all day. I came into the room on that one scene. And
that's
I said,
so nasty.
What are you watching?
That is so nasty. That 20 years ago, that never would have been allowed in a movie at all, and now you see it on a regular cable show.
They did it on in Sunset
streaming Bo- show.
They
rather.
Did it on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Oh, Ms.
Gloria
Swanson.
Oh my God.
But
no
luggage,
more odor than a hot biscuit.
Mike, the luggage was beautiful. It was a steamer trunk.
It was fantastic. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got the homepage and lots more fun. We've got Nikki Diamond talking about the big playoff weekend. He'll have to enlighten me because once my team is done, I tune out.
Uh-huh.
I'll look at it when it's on, but I couldn't tell you who's playing, where they're playing, who's going to win. I know it's going to be zero in Buffalo this weekend.
Nice.
That's all I know. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. It's me, Jake the Snake, America's most beloved ball python, the greatest snake in history. Just a reminder, dear boy, don't forget to purchase the TMOS bonus show, an uncensored commercial-free extra TMOS episode every week. Costs only pennies and supports Mike and Rob and Oscar. It's the best. Buy it now at MikeOMeraShow.com. And for those of you who say I sound like the Leesburg Vulture, listen. This is the voice Mike uses for all his creepy animals. So piss off. And thank you.
Thank you, Jake.
Good boy.
Did you know that inflation has hit levels that we haven't seen since the Reagan administration?
Mm.
The Fed is indicating that there could be 4 rate hikes this year. So it's important that you listen closely to this. Whether you're in the market for a new mortgage or looking to take cash out of your existing home, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. With so many mortgage companies to choose from and so many gimmicks vying for your attention, Cornerstone First is the company that rises to the top with unparalleled concierge service, the lowest rates, and hundreds of 5-star reviews. It's no wonder they're the fastest growing mortgage company in the country. I will tell you, the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, people reach out to me all the time and let me know the wonderful experience they've had with Cornerstone. So if you're working with another company, don't worry. You can use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company I recommend, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We love them. Check them out. And time's a fleetin'.
From the four corners of the world wide web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And I start with a mindless piece of fluff for you that I truly don't care about. How's that for a lead story? Kylie Jenner just became the first woman to reach 300 million followers on Instagram.
That's terrific.
I figured I'd get that reaction. Yes,
what's
Oscar?
New? She's been the king of Instagram forever.
Queen.
Ariana Grande follows closely with 289. Selena Gomez is in third, 288. The only accounts with more followers than Kylie are Cristiano Ronaldo with 389 million and the official Instagram account with 460 million. Kylie's gain in followers is only slightly surprising because she's been laying low in the wait of the Astroworld tragedy. And carrying her second child with Travis Scott. Yeah.
At number five, Mike, of women with followers is Sue Palka at Channel 5.
Sue Palka, the weather lady.
Retiring.
She's retiring. She announced her retirement.
Oh, well, safe travels.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoy yourself. You've been slaying the dragon a long time. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have called it quits after a little over 16 years together. They started dating in 2005, got married in 2017. They share two kids together, 14-year-old, and this sounds like the kind of kids you would name if you had a marriage between Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa. 14-year-old Lola and 12-year-old Nakoa Wolf.
Was Lola a showgirl?
She was a showgirl. Jason posted, the reason I put this story in here is because of the statement that Jason posted yesterday from him and Lisa. Look, I envy people that can have an amicable split, but I've been through this. I've experienced this. And, well, let me share it with you and I'll get your reactions to it. Here's the statement that they jointly released. We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution is unfolding, and our family is of no obsession. Is of no exception. And so we share our family news. We are parting ways in marriage. We share this so as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty. The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived. We free each other to be who we are, learning to become. Our devotion unwavering to this sacred life in our children. Teaching our children what's possible, living the prayer, may love prevail. The written message was followed by a series of photos that include a crescent moon and what could be his children holding a small bird. And since I've posted this, I'd like to share the statement that I put out. Not jointly, but during one of my marriages.
Okay.
I got f***ed. Anyway, that's it. So thank you. Thank you.
And, I think it's nice that
it doesn't apply to either breakup. You don't know which one, so I'm safe to do that. That's the way
Mike,
that goes. Thank you.
I think a dreamboat like Jason Momoa was not built to be tamed. He needs to get out there and see what's going on. It was a long run for them.
When they split up,
a shot of penicillin is what he needs.
Yes. Will he get custody of the underwater castle?
You're doing Aquaman. It's an Aquaman joke.
It is.
I like that. All signs are pointing to this being Ben Roethlisberger's final season in the NFL. And if it is, then he will likely play his final game this Sunday. The Steelers are basically the worst team in the postseason this year, and their first playoff game is against the Kansas City Chiefs. Most people aren't giving them a chance, including Ben himself, and that's straight from Ben's lips. He said, quote, I would assume as a group you understand that we probably aren't supposed to be here.
Oh, no.
We probably are not a very good football team. Out of 14 teams, I think we're probably number 14. We're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one seed, the number one team. I know they're not the number one seed, obviously, but they're the number one team that has won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. And then he says, we don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun. That is so weird. What's wrong with him?
If I was a Steelers fan, I'd be out of my mind.
No. If I was a Steelers coach, I'd start another quarterback.
No.
I'm sorry. I literally would do that.
There's no chance. This man,
it had to be in. I didn't see it. I didn't see the video of it, so I don't know.
What was supposed to be his final game and him win that game, beat the Baltimore Ravens. And I saw my nephew with joy and almost tears as he walked around that stadium and said goodbye to Heinz Field. And
I'm hung.
So your nephew is a fan of the Steelers?
Yeah, they're like okay. He's diehard. Right. He has a jersey on and everything.
Okay, diehard Steelers.
And then
fan.
I said, doesn't he look like he gave up like three seasons ago. And then he got all mad at me. He's like, oh, your Ravens suck, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I want. And
you do scab picking in your own family.
Oh, all the time.
I love it. That's great.
And,
that's
awesome. And he says,
because you can pick scabs if you give out envelopes.
If he doesn't win in the playoffs, he's still won. He's not meant to be there. So he might have this attitude of like, I thought his last game was last week.
Any given Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's my answer to Big Ben. All right. But we'll see what happens. It's I think some really good games. I love the fact that it's going to be cold for the Patriots game.
Yes.
That's going to be neat. The Bills Patriots. 2022 may be the year of the mashup. And for a limited time, I got something from General Mills that I think our boy might like. Okay. General Mills, Rob, is selling Lucky Charms mixed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm listening.
It's in one box. Well, technically two. There's a mid-size box for $2.50 and a family size for $3.99. Unclear how long they'll be available. In addition, General Mills is also bringing back its limited edition Reese's Puffs Bunnies.
Well, I remember Reese's Puffs cereal. I don't remember bunnies.
Oh, it's for Easter.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had some girls that supported
the Playboy Mansion.
We had some girls that supported the American University soccer team that were called Puffs Bunny. That's a different story. Just in time for Easter. Look for it beginning in late February. Don't you love Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I do, and, you know, and I don't mind Lucky Charms. I'm thinking that their flavor profiles are going to fight, though. I don't know that it's going to work.
It might fight. I agree with you there, but I think the overwhelming flavor would be Cinnamon Toast Crunch
because
it's just going to, the cinnamon's going to overwhelm.
What's your go-to mashup? I'm sorry, Mike.
You know what? You can do Cheerios in any of the Monster cereals.
I think you water down the Monster cereals or like, well, I put it on my show prep for like a week now, and I've probably done it before in the past. Cap'n Crunch is still the gold standard cereal.
Would you mash it up with something else?
I don't know. I want my Captain Crunch pure.
What about Crunchberry Captain Crunch? Which is
don't Captain cut that Captain Crunch buzz, man.
But I like
don't do that to me.
What about the Crunch Berries? Do you like it with the berries in it?
I'm fine with any iteration of Captain Crunch if the core cereal is Captain Crunch. I don't need peanut butter in my Captain Crunch. I think they did too.
You know what's a good mix is if you get a Fruity Pebbles and Werther's Original Candies.
Let them float.
Yeah. Bad for your teeth, though. Very, very bad for your teeth.
Oh, horrible.
All right. This is the classic example of a story that when I was going through it this morning, I loved it at the beginning and then I hated it at the end.
Complicated.
And it makes
guy.
Me mad. And this is big beer. So F them.
All right.
But hear it out. All right. So they start the story that's written like this. What do you get when you mix Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with beer? Budweiser is hiding 10,000 golden cans of beer in specially marked packs throughout the U.S. If you find one, you don't get a magical tour of the Anheuser-Busch factory. Instead, you get $1 million.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
but before you get too excited, a golden can just wins you a chance to win.
Okay.
Which right away sucks. You must post a picture of the can to social media correctly to enter. Tag it with whatever they want you to tag it with. I'm not going to give them the free promo for that.
Right.
And you can also enter by going to Budweiser's website and printing a picture of a golden can. Then you wrap that around a normal can. So it's completely effing pointless. It's BS. Anheuser-Busch.
Do they say how many millions are giving out?
They don't.
No, but they do say that if you drink one of the golden cans, you're guaranteed to shit your brains out.
that's just such a... Then you go to their website and print it out and wrap a normal can. How about you find the golden can?
Yeah.
How about you put one golden can out there and the person that finds that can gets a mil? That's what... Then I'm watching. Then I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the same way when we used to have caps with numbers on them. We'd have to scratch them off or go to the website and put the numbers on the caps in and figure out what we've won. And then it was like, you've won points for Coca-Cola.
Don't make it too complicated, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I like slot machines. Ding, 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 you win. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, ding, you lose. That's the way it sounds, too.
Most of the time.
True story.
Now a little something, something. 46-year-old Michael Coranda works as an elementary school music teacher in South Dakota, and he lives with his 73-year-old mom, Irene. Last Monday night, he made a big pan of brownies before bed. Then Irene found them the next morning and decided to take him to a card game at her local senior center. But what Irene didn't realize was that they were very strong pot brownies.
Nice.
Michael had just gotten back from a trip to Colorado, where he picked up a bunch of THC butter, and he cooked half a pound of it into the brownies. The 911 calls started coming in around 8 p.m. Multiple seniors said that they had been poisoned. It turned out they were just really, really high. Recreational marijuana still illegal in South Dakota, so police figured out what happened, showed up at Michael's school, and arrested him there. It was a show. The senior center will now be replacing the weekly card game with just sitting around, hanging out on the couch. That's what it is. Eating some chips. That's what they're doing now. Yeah, half a pound of THC butter. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Butter.
We'll take a break. And when do we have Nikki? When is Nikki coming?
We have another break before Nikki.
We have another break before Nikki. Then I will come back and I will talk about the greatest new pet a man could have. Everybody.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom. Grab the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Wow. Woogie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now that it's a new year, you're going to see a lot of ways to lose weight. Guess what? Most of them won't work.
True.
That's why I like Noom. Noom uses psychology to empower you with the knowledge and skills you need to build smarter long-term habits and behaviors. Noom doesn't believe in restricting what you can or can't eat. Noom gives you the knowledge and the wisdom you need to make informed choices that not only fit your lifestyle, but also help you reach your goals. You're the boss. You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day, how much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Noom is grounded in science. It's at the heart of everything they do. They have published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles that inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about how their methods work and how effective they are. You're going to love Noom. My wife loves it. Oscar has used Noom. I have used Noom. It's really a psychology-based approach that works. Sign up for your trial today and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/TMOS. That's noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial. Now, I was going to waste the beginning of this break talking about my snake. I don't want to do that because I want to talk about something just a little more serious than that. So this is to Oscar, who reads all about this stuff, talks to his brother and sister all the time. All right, so the deal with this Omicron, we all going to get it? Is that really where we're at with this thing? Are we all ultimately going to get it? Yesterday, all over the news, you're hearing certain doctors and scientists come out and say, well, for example, they estimate in a couple of weeks half of Europe will be infected. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I think that there's a narrative that says, and it's dangerous, that there's no stopping this.
Do you think it's dangerous because that means people are going to just throw in the towel?
Well, the idea that we're all going to get it, it's parsed out, and this is the way I understand it, is that it's a good thing that this is so aggressive for those that are vaccinated, because once it gets to the population, we get to herd immunity much faster.
And we get back to the story, and this is the story that's underreported, in my opinion, even though we've heard so much about it. I still think it's underreported, the vaccination stats. I think they don't talk about it enough. They love. We have become, I've gone almost totally full circle on media from about 5 years ago. I buy it now. I think both sides are right. I think the media is garbage. It's crap. They love to scare. They love to hype. And what you hear about is capacity at hospitals, not having enough doctors, on and on. You never hear the vaccination statistics anymore. They never do this. They will throw in a line where, and of course, if you're vaccinated, I want to know, and I think we should be drum beating this to the American public, that the people who are getting very, very sick with Omicron are in the vast majority unvaccinated.
Well, also,
tell me why we don't hear that more every day.
It takes a little bit of critical thinking to really break down why they're reporting the emergency room numbers. It's not about you.
Without any vaccination information.
Yeah, I agree. But it's not about you dying from Omicron at this point in the hospitals because of capacity and healthcare workers that are getting sick and that going home, even though they can go back in, right? They're staying home. And it's not all around. But think about this. Mike, you have symptoms of a heart attack and you're close to the hospital. And you just drive yourself in, or you get pulled in, you drive yourself in, you sit down, you're like, I'm not feeling too good. I have some numbness in my arm. The right side of my face is kind of getting numb.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of them getting you into the back in a timely manner or having a bed for you and these hot spots, I mean, that probability is way lower at this point because there's so many people that are there. They're not dying, but what is the downstream effect? And by that I mean, what happens to people that have emergencies and can't be treated at the rate and timely manner they should be when you're in the emergency room for 6 to 10 hours, and then your symptoms have gone too far,
right?
And it's over.
I agree with you. I mean, it's just but the simple
pressure
reality
on the healthcare system,
right?
That's what people are reporting. And what you don't get out of that is like, oh, yeah, if I did go in there and my chest hurt, if I wait an hour, 2 hours, like, okay, that's normal for an emergency room. But 6-7 hours, like Mac was talking about when he was on, where he left.
Yeah. You actually went back home.
And what if Mac didn't have the squirts? He actually had something terrible like an appendicitis and he would have died at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I understand that, but you have to really just get back to
the
original.
They've given up on the vaccination headline.
They've given up on it. Yeah. They shouldn't.
I agree.
They shouldn't, because
you're right.
I think that ultimately people are still dying and people are still going in on respirators and people are still going into the ICU. And the vast majority of the people that are doing that are unvaccinated. Yeah. Can you get Omicron? You hear about that.
Sure.
Are hospitals overloaded? Yes, you hear about that. And by the way, everything that I read regarding Omicron is that this thing is going to spike and it's going to die out as quickly as we got it, like it did in South Africa, where we're going to have lots of
quickly
strain in the next few days in our medical system. And then it's going to start
relative
to diminish
next few months,
right?
So and as sisters and brothers work in hospitals, I ask them, and they are getting crushed.
Well, 72% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated right now. The vast majority of Omicron cases detected so far in the U.S. have been related to adults participating in international and domestic travel. This might be an old story. Let me see.
What's the date?
Let me see what's up. Yes, it is. Goddamn f***ing internet. Excuse my French. A lot of editing on today's show. Sorry, guys.
It's worthwhile.
Yeah. But anyway,
confusion. Confusion.
And I think that we need to eliminate that confusion by simply the fact is I know it. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but what I read all the time is that, and I was trying to find a clear explanation of it, that vaccinated people, you're much less likely to even end up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And if you end up in the hospital, the severe illness, you're going to evade that, the statistics show.
Strategy
I still
goes
think,
back
even with 72% of people vaccinated, we need to get more vaccinated to make this thing go away quicker.
It's the same strategy of getting a flu shot, is that sometimes, they have to guess on what variant of the flu is going to be prevalent in the wintertime. But even if it's not nailed, when you get the flu shot, it lessens the severity of the disease.
I look, for our purposes and our listening audience, we have the resources at our fingertips,
right?
Whether it's my father, my sister, my brother, the internet, news coverage. But if you feel uncomfortable, you're not alone. That's the highlight.
That's so true.
Because even
all right,
when you
I finally
have
found
resources.
A paragraph for it. All right. This is from a website, healthline.com. So far, 1 or 2 dose vaccines provide far less protection than those paired with a booster, but they still do appear to protect against severe disease. That is the sentence I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So even without a booster, but I still think get the booster. Yeah. It's an insurance
policy. Do everything you can. Do everything you can. Why wouldn't you?
It's fascinating.
And that's Omicron we're talking about here.
Because, Mike, on your end, I don't know what Florida looks like because we're past getting numbers. We just want people to get through this. But you know who I feel for? It's parents.
Yeah.
Like, if you have kids and you have to worry about people.
Mm-hmm. I dropped my kid off at school today and he's walking away and I see no mask. And I'm like, Margo!
Yeah.
Margo, your mask. And I love his reaction because he's conditioned to it. And he's like, oh, he begins to reach outside into his backpack already and get the multiple masks that we have there for him. I have just ordered 40 N95s for this house because my days of wearing the cloth mask. With the recent guidance, by the way, there are a couple of things I just wanted to say about these lawmakers that beat the crap out of Anthony Fauci. There's nothing I've read, seen, or heard on any level that indicates that Dr. Fauci has anything but the health of the United States in mind when he's doing this. Do you have to agree with everything he says? No. Have there been missteps? Of course, it's science.
Right.
This strain mutates and changes all the time. But to beat that man up where he is getting death threats, I think is an absolute national tragedy that they've done that. With that said, when you're talking about all of these organizations, could they have a better messaging strategy? Could they be getting information out to the public in a better way? Of course they could. Is it a ongoing dynamic? Of course it is. So it's going to change. So when I don't get mad and say, see, I told you, when they come out and say you're more likely to be better off with one of those N95 masks, they've probably been saying it forever. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting one just the same because... Yeah. Omicron? I feel about Omicron. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get it.
Yeah.
I'd like to avoid having even the cold symptoms, and not have to go through that scare. It sucks. But to pick on him, when did that become? Is that the political end of things where it became, let's pick on Fauci because we need a demon. We need somebody.
Probably.
And I just don't. It sucks.
I think, you know what? I think a lot of it's rooted
80-year-old dude, for God's sake. Leave him alone.
I think a lot of it's rooted in the way that this was mishandled from the word go.
But it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't, but he.
No,
had,
I don't think it was.
But they needed. But what they said is they mishandled it, and then they needed a villain.
Previous administrations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, and you know.
Well, stop being an idiot. Get vaccinated. Do it now, and still try to be as careful as you can be. And I'm glad to see you have those masks over there. And,
yeah. Is it more comfortable? No.
No.
It's
no,
harder it's to not. Breathe.
Yeah.
But do your part.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, how often do you have to go to Walmart?
You tell me.
It's just
three times a day for me.
Well, maybe a couple of times. We got to take a break. Football talk. I have no idea what's going on. So make sure that Nikki. I don't need that. Nikki will just give us the whole lay of the land because I really, really want to know what's going on. I'm very, very curious about that. We will have all the NFL football news. This is John Vicenda taking us to break. More coming next with Nikki Diamond.
Hey kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Here? Brad.
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, brought to you by Harry's. It's that time of year again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions. And Harry's can help. I don't know where to begin with Harry's. I love the product so much. I have for so long. When they first came to us and wanted to advertise, I didn't know anything about Harry's. And as soon as I whipped out one of those fantastic Harry's razors, I stopped shaving the way I used to shave forever. I never use the other blades. I never use an electric razor anymore. It's Harry's or nothing. They are an award-winning razor brand that make a full range of grooming essentials. And by the way, it's not just the Harry's razors. The shave gel is amazing.
The best.
Face wash is amazing. Their body wash smells better than anything I've ever had in the shower. And they were founded on the belief that you shouldn't have to choose between an incredible shave and a fair price. So, if you want to start the new year with some fresh savings, new customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, still as low as $2 per blade. You're not going to do better than that. They stay sharp forever. I never even know when to change them. I'm not kidding about that. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value, people, for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. And now let's bring the man in. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
It's time to bring the man with the plan from Pahrump, Nevada. The one, the only, Mr. Nicholas Diamond. There he is. And it's really exciting because this is what we wait for, Nikki. This is what it's all about. Woo! Baby.
Yeah.
Take it away, Nikki.
Yes. 2022.
Oh, my God. We don't have his audio. Oh, no. Nikki.
Hold on. We can hear you, but you got to check the sends for...
Yeah, now I hear you. Go ahead, Nikki.
Oh, yes. Yes, just like old times. Well-oiled machine here.
Yes, it never changes. I'm convinced it will never, ever change. But that's okay.
At least it was fixed in a timely manner. There
it
we
was
go.
Fixed in a timely manner. Yes. What a
2022, new year, same me. No changes, no resolutions. Just keep on keeping on, Nikki.
I love it. Yes. I love it, Nikki. That's what I love about you, man. You never change. Yeah. Fantastic.
I thought about learning what NFT is, and I said, F it. Don't care, don't know, never will. All right. Super wild card weekend. There's only 5 teams, in my opinion, that can win the Super Bowl. You got the obvious ones, the Packers, the one seed, the Titans, the other one seed. But the other 3 teams that I think can actually win the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is it the Dallas Cowboys? It is not. It's the San Francisco 49ers.
Whoa.
They got the goods. Wow. Jimmy GQ. They could get back to the big dance. All right, let's start. The Bengals and the Las Vegas Raiders. Cincinnati. Last time they won a playoff game, 1990.
Wow.
Against the Houston Oilers. They didn't exist anymore. 1990. Let's take you back, Bermuda Boy. You were probably franchising some lemonade stand somewhere.
Icky Shuffle. I remember.
Yes. Sherlock, you were in some musical at school. Not dating women. Lead in Oklahoma, maybe. You, Mikey, you were in your 20s, then living life hard.
What the hell? Were you there? Is that what happened?
Yes.
My God.
I had to go Roxbury every night for this time. Living hard. And for now.
That's great.
I say Vegas goes into Cincinnati. They get an early lead, but the Bengals come back. They win, but the Raiders cover the 5.5. Cincinnati wins on a last second field goal. They go crazy. Skyline Chili flies in the air. It's a mad scene there in Cincinnati. Then you've got the Bills and the Patriots. Round number 3, the thriller.
Here we go.
Buffalo. Yes.
Oh,
I say another. It's going to be 0 degrees, Cerrito. But heat up those wings. It's going to be cold. But I say Buffalo wins in another last second field goal.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
Negative degrees.
Yes. I love that.
And they celebrate by going inside. Why are you outside, you animals? You can watch it on dog TV.
Oh, this is great.
You crazy Buffalo people. Just go to Canada. That's where you belong. Anyway, we move on to Sunday. The Chiefs against Ben Roethlisberger, who in 1990 was 42 years old. Yes, they're done. They got nothing left. The last squeeze was in Baltimore. Kansas City rolls big. Then we go to Tampa Bay and the Eagles. Tampa Bay can't pass. They can't stop the pass, but the Eagles can't pass. Bad matchup, Philly. It's Tom Brady. They may lose, but they're not losing in round 1. They beat the Eagles. better quarterbacks. Then we get into the Niners and the Cowboys, a heavy two Titans, two legendary franchises.
What games this weekend?
Blows, uppercuts, bow down. They're up there fighting. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the Niners. Suck it, Cowboys. You two pretty quarterbacks. The prettiest one wins. Jimmy GQ. And then the Bermuda boy. Oh, on Monday night, those two handsome coaches with their style and their perfect hair. It's another rematch, another division. I say another upset, though. I say the Cardinals going to the Rams. They have no home field. They're LA. They don't care about football, okay? It's going to be the Cardinals and Kyler Murray, 5'7". It's going to be 5'8". They're going to win. It's the Cardinals. They're running the division around. Let's do it, baby. 2022, the year of the diamond. Woo! Burrow, you and me, run it back.
He's gone.
That's one of the best Nicky Diamonds we've ever had. He gave. Not only did he highly entertain us, not only did he absolutely identify where we all were in 1990.
Great.
Night at the Roxbury every night. One of the funniest lines I've ever heard. And then he gives us the game. That's a pretty decent little upset card that he's got there.
Time to with lay the down Bills some cash.
Yeah. And with the Cardinals and all that. We'll have to say. I didn't realize. I was so
Saturday,
tuned out
Sunday,
after
Monday.
My job. Yeah. I mean, great football game. Games this weekend, so it should be a lot of fun. We'll actually see what happens. I did want to say one thing about before we go to break here about the snake that I got, Jake.
Yes,
this is, I believe, pet ownership. You have a snake theme for me.
I
thank
do.
You. That's. You're killing me with that. My face is hurting during this break after Nikki and Anna. I will say, I think that relationships with pets, very much like relationships with people, are completely organic. And I think when my son, 3-4 months ago, was starting to squawk about wanting a snake, and then it got closer to it, and I was kind of feeling in the holiday spirit, I said, what the hell? And then the pet store owner, when I was making my little introductory fact-finding call, and he said, it teaches them how to take care of something, that just kicked me over the top, and I said, what the heck, I'll do it. Since we've gotten this snake, two things have happened. I have been quite obsessed with care of this snake. My son has it. He's 8 years old. He likes it.
Does this surprise you?
No. In retrospect, it doesn't surprise me at all. What does surprise me is I am prioritizing the snake in my life more than I ever would have dreamed. When I go back, I mean, a few months back, I didn't know snakes. I didn't care about rabbits. Never had them when I was a kid growing up. Was a little afraid of them because my mom was. Watch a lot of snakes on YouTube.
Yeah,
a lot.
This is your own, your real life YouTube channel. You just bought one.
Yeah.
This is a YouTube channel. I am now maybe two, maybe three times a day, I am taking that snake out of its enclosure. And I'm hanging out with it last night.
Naked?
It's looking at me. Shut up. No, not
now
naked.
Because when you used to say, take the snake out of the enclosure, it meant something different.
That's not your cave, Jake. That's my cave.
That's not your Heidi.
Yeah.
I am telling you that this ball python has a personality. He has, you can tell that he's more at ease with me when I have him, when I'm holding him more than he was before. He's getting more curious. He's getting more energetic.
Cause you were worried. He was a recluse
for a while. Yeah, I was concerned.
Yeah.
He's shedding right now. So there's snake skin all over the enclosure and he's shedding. But the other night I'm holding him and Carla, who's afraid of him and hasn't touched him yet and doesn't come near. But Carla doesn't understand that these snakes respond to close motion more than anything else.
They have horrible vision, right?
I think they have bad
cataracts.
Vision. But they see something and they react that way. It's not cataracts that he's got. But they're called a ball python because their most comfortable position is to curl up in a ball, put their head down into their the rest of their body and just kind of hunker down like this. So when Carla comes flying by, when she has her super burst of energy, which I can't stand at 6 o'clock at night, and she's flying all over the house, and the snake's going, what was that?
Zoomies.
I said, it's like almost she does it on purpose. It's almost like she does it on purpose, you know?
Jake.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll have a movie recommendation, this movie called The Tender Bar, and it's coming to one of the key dramatic scenes in it. In the back, I'm like, hey, what type of skin do you have?
I've cracked this. Shannon does the same thing. It's their feminine urge to ruin things for us because we like it.
ruin. I am not
we're not
comfortable.
Paying attention to them, and yes. they somehow figure out That's the most it. The most important moment of a television show
yep.
or a movie, and they can feel our energy building inside like we mm-hmm. used to when we first saw their vaginas, and they get jealous, and they mm-hmm. want that attention.
And now, when the shoe's
That's
on the
other
foot.
That's what happened at work today. Exactly.
Yes. If they're engaged in the phone or something that they're watching online, that is... you know, Katie bar the door. Forget it. You're not even, you could be dead and bleeding in the chair next to them. It wouldn't matter. But when they want, you know, when it's something you want to watch, that just drives me nuts. So the snake, I believe Carla is just as curious about the snake as I was about 2 months ago. And we didn't even have it in the house. So
you
Carla,
think it'll grow?
Oh, absolutely. Carla's an animal lover.
Right,
Carla's
this is
like
true.
The dog whisperer. And I think the thing is, there's this little move that Jake makes the other day. And Carla came walking through. And Jake's like going like this. And he goes, and it absolutely didn't look like a snake to me. It looked like a pet. I have a relationship with this animal.
I wouldn't think that would happen. That is so cool.
I don't think of this as a slithery worm-like creature.
Slimy.
This is eye contact when I'm looking at him, and his little head is bobbing right in front of me. Mm-hmm. This is a strength. People that, by the way, there are reptile lovers that have reached out to me in our listening audience, and I know this. I hear you. I respect you. I thank you for the feedback, and I get it now. I get it now why certain people love it. Now, there are other people that handle like the poison and this stuff, and I don't want anything to do with that. But to have this one little creature, it fascinates me. Holding him, watching him, feeding him, everything about it. Where he hangs out in his enclosure, I'm all in. I'm all in on this. And this was a gift I bought just to make my son happy. That's why I did this. Now it's making me happy. I think I'm more into the snake than he is. I really believe
What's
that
their
with
lifespan?
All my heart. 20 years, so the snake will probably be here long after I'm gone.
20 years?
And they continually grow, right?
No, I'm really hoping. If I play my cards right, and stop with the, you know, maybe red meat once a week as opposed to two, maybe I can live past 82. I think I'd like to do that.
Weren't you just pre-diabetic?
What's that?
Weren't you just pre-diabetic? Like
Thanks
a month
for
ago?
Mentioning that. I've got another checkup coming up in February, but thank you for that.
Hey, my
ass.
Hey,
that really makes me feel good.
Tune him out. Benign, baby. You're great.
Benign.
You're great.
That was the thing they hacked off my arm.
Yeah.
Very, very happy. I will proudly. I am waiting for him to shed all of his skin so that I can bring in my beautiful, shiny new. I'm sorry, my son's. Beautiful new. Yeah, see, I already. This is like Winslow.
Yeah.
This is like, and by the way, that's the thing I'm worried about the most, that, you know, I'll see a figure eight pattern in one afternoon and it'll be like, oh God, well, so much for that. Get another one.
Do you let him? I don't know how.
He goes. We put him in another. It's not that he's even aware of him enough to make it matter. He's not that hyper. But I put him in another room when we have the snake out. I don't even want to take any chances.
Okay. Right, right.
But what about...
The one thing I'm looking for, there's a next big step that we're going to be doing. The lady at the pet store, the gray lady at the pet store, said she puts him in the tub with half Pedialyte and half water and lets him swim around in there to get the electrolytes. Because I guess it comes in through their skin.
I would love that just for myself.
Be fun to... Yeah, Pedialyte bath.
It's got
on certain Saturday mornings. Yeah, right.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolyte Brondo.
Yeah.
So yeah,
like out
I'm
the
thrilled.
Toilet.
Hangover.
I'm excited.
Gone.
I'm really, really excited
That's
about
awesome.
It. It's great. Go get yourself a ball python.
How long
if you
again?
Want.
How long is your guy?
Boy, I'm so tempted to go get him right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to do it maybe next
don't
week.
Don't do that. Don't give him a good hair day.
Yeah.
I want to have a
Make
really
him
good.
Pretty.
He's a foot and a half, maybe. Maybe a foot
That's
and a half.
That's not bad.
But they'll grow.
How big will he grow?
Yeah.
43 feet. That's it. 43 feet. Yeah. And kill everyone in the house. No, it's, I think 3.5 feet would be the absolute Mac Daddy largest. That would be, who is texting? Stop it. Doing a show, for God's sake.
We'll
take a break.
Jake. Just
Jake
a long line of S's.
Stop talking about me. We'll be back with Soundtown.
Happy birthday. It's cold outside, Karen, so I wanted to remind you to visit the TMOS Shopping Center, Target, and Walmart. They'll never be frosty when they greet you, and they have everything you need this winter. Corn cob pipes, red and yellow scarves, enchanted top hats. They even have space heaters. But don't buy that, Karen, or I'll have to kill you. I'm serious. Just access Target and Walmart through the Mike O'Mara Show website, and you'll be back again someday if Frosty doesn't murder you. Ha, 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 ha.
Weird. Dark. Hey, it's a perfect time to upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit because it's the perfect catalyst for good times, getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoors moments even more memorable. Let me see if I can say that again.
Yeah.
All right. It makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field while minimizing the smoke, so you won't get that all over your Packers jacket. It's so easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you on a camping trip and more. Take it to the office meeting, you know, especially if you're going to get canned. Light it up right in the middle of the conference center, you know, and say, hey, here's my Solo Stove. Shop now. Get up to 30% off fire pits and all. You can do that all month long. Use promo code TMOS at checkout to get an extra $10 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS.
That's right.
That's how that works, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I got to play the thing.
Here it is.
Did you hear that?
Listen. What a sound.
Do you hear?
The sound.
There's a new sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, I'd like to apologize because I did it again. This is heartbreaking for me.
Oh, I saw this online.
I actually have a framed picture of this woman in my office here at Podville Media.
Oh, I know what this is.
I play Rejoiner Records, instrumentals coming out of commercials that you do. Like, we just played Buddy Rich under that Solo Stove commercial. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I played Be My Baby by the Ronettes. And Ronnie Spector passed away from cancer at age 78. Her voice is unmistakable, part of some of the greatest records of the 1960s. Anyone who listens to Christmas music will know her from this.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingle.
There was a hipness to her.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's just that kind of like, I'm a bouncy chick, chick, and coming to your party, bop, bop, bop.
And also,
I wear eye makeup, heavy, heavy eye makeup.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But also, she was, historically speaking, the first female lead rock vocalist that was sexy. She really, really brought sexy, and you can hear it in this song, which was a big hit. Phil Spector produced this.
Come on, baby.
It's called The Best Part of Breaking Up, just a sexy song.
Come on, baby. Don't say maybe.
And then in 1985, she had a bit of a resurgence thanks to Eddie Money. She sang back up on this, actually recreated her vocal.
I didn't know she sang back up on this.
Be my little baby.
That's her?
Yeah. Great song. Jeez.
I had no idea. That's the whole song. Is that, without that, that song doesn't become a hit.
And really, and I have to say this because I've held this opinion forever, this is the greatest pop record ever made. And her voice is a huge part of it. It's Ronnie Spector. There are too many tributes on social media to get into, but she worked with everybody. She was adored by everybody. And it's sad that a great voice has been silenced. So safe home, Ronnie Spector.
Look, the thing about Ronnie Spector, and when you listen to that, and you don't, I don't want to say we take her for granted, but we take her for granted.
Yeah.
Because you hear that, and there are hit records, and there are hit records. But Ronnie Spector hit records are songs when you hear the first time.
Yeah.
And I used to be responsible for putting songs on the radio. Mm-hmm. So I think I come from a position of knowing when I hear something, how it's going to be. The greatest of the greatest of the greatest when it comes to pop music, popular music on the radio, you hear it the first time and you feel like you've heard it the third or fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes instantaneously recognizable. And it just gets a hook in your head. And there's no, her hits were always like that.
Yep.
That Be My Little, and that originality in her voice There's just nobody else that could sing it like that.
True.
Was she Mariah Carey level talent? Not in a million years. Was she a Whitney Houston? No, but she had that original sound.
Time and place, mm-hmm. perfection.
Of her voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the sound quality. We've talked about this before when it comes to hit records. The quality of sound. The Rolling Stones knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Floyd knew it. The Who knew it. You have these sounds that they create that are, and you get a group like the Beatles, it's much more melody and brilliant lyrics and that combination. But that Ronnie Spector, Phil Spector sound, wall of sound, was just unmistakable. And I'm thinking about her now more than I ever have. I should have thought about her more often.
It's funny you mention it. When the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, when they both made their first trip to America, they wanted to meet the Ronettes. That's who they wanted to meet.
Yeah, because of that sound they had.
All right, that's classic Americana. We are doomed as a country, and I'll tell you why. There's a lady filming herself for social media, showing off her boots. Okay, first of all, that's flawed.
Boots?
Yeah, no one cares. No one cares about your boots. And so she picks up her leg to show off the boot a little bit, and it gets hooked in the handle of a cabinet, and she face plants. And it's a good face plant, but listen to her reaction to the face plant, why she's excited.
I got these new boots.
That's what she's excited about.
Social media goals.
We're doomed.
But I know we're doomed, but it's real, too, because you didn't mean for that to happen. You know that's real from her reaction. I got it on video, too. That's great. I want to see it now.
So, Mike, we each had okay Christmases. I think everybody had okay Christmases with good points and bad points. At least you're not the person that found a Colorado man defecating on your kid's picnic table.
I've never seen that guy before. It looked like he directly just came right to my house, like he had a problem with me or something. My daughter said, "Mom, don't worry, it was just the reindeer. The reindeer were here." And I was like, I wish it was the reindeer, but I don't know anybody else in the world that would think doing that was okay. So hopefully if his friends see, or, you know, family members, they can get on him and tell him, like, that was just disgusting and wrong.
So thank you to Ring Doorbell. There's video of a man relieving himself on the kid's picnic table, and the child said, "Don't worry, it's just the reindeer."
That's weird. Do you think it was random, or do you think you saw it? Do you think it was random, or do you think it was somebody that was just drunk and in somebody's backyard?
I don't know. A kid's picnic table, I mean, it was sort of a bright plastic. Maybe he saw it as a good target. He also stole a scooter.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's nothing I haven't done to a couple of program directors.
Let's close with this, Mike. Oh, good news for fat, lazy people.
The Girl Scouts have partnered with the delivery platform DoorDash to allow local troops to sell cookies through the app. Meanwhile, the Boy Scouts, still trying to make a fire with sticks.
Now, Mike, if you do buy those through Girl Scouts, just make sure you accept cookies.
Cookies, yes, the cookies.
That's all I got.
Thin Mints, baby, that's it.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
We got to get out of here. Thank you very much for Nicky Diamond. That was a wonderful, great weekend of football coming up. Very, very excited. If you have not subscribed to the TMOS Bonus Show, what the hell is your problem?
Dude.
All right? Tomorrow, I promise you, on the TMOS Bonus Show, if you pick yourself up a subscription, you will see skin.
Mm.
Lots of skin.
To win.
All right. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know who you are out there. Mm. You will see skin on tomorrow's bonus
hard
show.
Hard R.
I am not lying about that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited. Something is going on.
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.